The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It is March 20th, 2024.
Happy Alien Day.
Happy Alien Day. I'm just going to jump into it. Do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa, Steph, really?
Okay. This is what I think. It's not that I believe that we've discovered an alien or encountered an alien or that they're coming here, beep, boop, bop, multiple eyes.
Yeah.
I just think that we have not explored enough of the unknown universe to say definitively there are no aliens and we are the only life form on this perfect planet called Earth.
Okay. Do you think they're on other planets? Like we inhabited Earth. Do you think they're like on Mars?
I'm not sure about other planets in our solar system.
There's a whole... So now you're inventing a whole other...
I'm not inventing. There's nebulas. I mean, think about our go-to guy for things in the sky, John Tupper. He's not photographing things in our solar system. He's going light years and light years away.
You just broke my mind. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
There's something outside. Okay, then without... I was going to say aliens, no.
Did I just change your mind in 30 seconds?
The fact that there's a whole place outside of our place? Of course there are aliens. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Okay, do you think that they're interested in us? Or do you think they're just like, oh, there's those people destroying their planet. We'll just let them do it.
I would like to think they're interested in us if we're interested in them. I think we're pretty invested in aliens.
We are, absolutely.
So I'd like to think they are the same. Or maybe aliens... We're aliens to them, but we look the exact same?
Whoa, what if there's another planet of humans out there?
Yeah, especially if apparently this isn't the only place.
This is very interesting. I think we've opened up quite a can of worms here.
I think we also put ourselves in danger here.
Of what?
The aliens.
You think they're like, those people down there are talking about us? My phone is yet again telling me that it's full.
Because you have 9,000 photos.
8,600.
Oh, my bad. You know what? Why is your phone full?
That's why. And then as well, it's giving me another solution, which is that I can delete text messages that are over a year old and it would free up 17 gigs of space.
And you're pondering this. Why?
Because it's nice to look back. Like, you know, for instance, texting my mom, she does my taxes. I can look back and see what I sent her last year so that I know what I need to send her this year.
Okay.
It's like a little file folder I've got going.
Okay. What other options have you explored besides deleting photos and text messages?
Well, usually this is my fifth iPhone. And every 2 years or so when my phone says it's full and I've deleted all that I'm comfortable deleting, I just go buy a new phone.
And you don't transfer any of the files over? You just...
I just have external hard drives in the form of iPhones that sit in my nightstand.
Okay.
Wait for me to go back and say, I remember when we went to Ireland. Let's look at the pictures.
You have a specific phone for each place you go to?
Well, like just like my iPhone 8, my iPhone 12, my iPhone 6. Yeah.
Okay. Very expensive hard drives.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out, like, is there a better solution? Because... I know that a lot of people pay for storage.
Me included.
You do?
I do. It's only $5 a month for like 50 gigs of iCloud.
I know, but it's $5 a month for the rest of your life. How do you ever stop paying for that? It's like I can't get rid of the storage once you start paying for it because your photos are all in there. How do you get them back?
I didn't think of it that way, and I hate you for that.
I'm sorry. 5 times 12 is what?
5 times 12, 75. 70.
72.
$72
a year.
That's not right.
That can't be right.
No, because it'll end in a zero.
You're
or
right.
A five.
Okay. But either way.
No, 60. By the way, it's 60. Happy start of the MLB regular season, Steph.
I feel like I should say that to you, John.
It's a hint. Say it.
Happy start of the regular MLB season. John?
Thank you, Steph.
I got worried. I wasn't sure if I was saying it right.
And in honor of it, I know you're a huge baseball fan.
Okay.
And you're also a huge soap opera enjoyer.
Oh, yeah, you've got me. You sure know me well.
Well, it's time we play a game called Is It an MLB Player or a Character on Days of Our Lives?
Wow, I don't have an iota of a chance here. All right.
Okay, are you ready, Steph? We'll start easy.
Yeah. We'll start easy, sure.
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson. He sounds like a baseball player.
That's correct.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, the first African-American baseball player in the MLB.
Go Jackie Robinson.
Yeah. Eric Brady.
Could be a baseball player.
You saying baseball player?
I am.
Oh. Ooh, that is a Days of Our Lives character, Steph.
Okay.
I believe he showed up in season 32. There
are
so many
seasons are there?
It's been on since 1967.
No, it hasn't.
It
okay.
has. Phil Bickford.
Phil Bickford. That sounds like a Days of Our Lives character.
Are you kidding? I'm sorry. That's an MLB player.
How am I so bad at I know how I'm so bad at this, but okay.
I chose neither of your strong suits.
Yeah, thank you.
It's really fun for everybody else.
What else you got?
Cal Winters.
That sounds like somebody would have changed their name to be, oh, I'm Cal Winters. I'm Dr. Drake Ramore. Let's say that is a Days of Our Lives character.
Good job,
Steph. Thank you.
Good job. You're 2 for 4.
Yeah.
You're 50%.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Okay. All right.
Ben Winston.
Okay. If you're laughing at this, this has to be a Days of Our Lives person.
What kind of name is that?
I don't know. Somebody who is like, I would like Benjamin as my first name.
And we'll end it off with one more. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
You win this, you get all the marbles.
Okay.
Eduardo Hernandez.
Oh, that's a baseball player. I've heard of him.
Steph.
You better give me the correct buzzer here.
It's both.
Thank you. What?
It's both.
No, it's not.
It's both.
He's on a soap opera and he's a baseball player?
It's both.
What kind of genetics cards did he win? In the candle world, I would say there is nothing more annoying than a jar full of wax that has no wick left.
Yeah, no, that's a fair assumption.
Yeah, and then like there's those candles that have 3 wicks at the top, and it's like, am I just burning my candle 3 times faster than I would if I only lit one of these? Like,
I think
what?
That might be exactly what you're doing.
Well, my New Year's resolution this year is to burn all my fancy candles because I have a ton, and it's like, what am I saving these for? A special occasion?
No. Yeah.
So yesterday I opened up a fresh, brand new, delicious smelling candle.
Yeah.
And there was a little note inside from the creator that said, be sure and burn this for 3 to 4 hours the first time you light it because candle wax has a memory.
What?
Yeah. And apparently it will remember burning evenly from the top of the candle and then the wax will melt evenly every time after that. So if you just are lighting it for, say, an hour or something the first time you light a candle, don't bother.
Really? But why would it remember after 3 hours and not one?
I don't know. Honestly, right? I have no idea. But then I looked it up and it seems like all candle makers are saying the same thing. Candles have muscle memory. Make sure when you light it, you burn it for a long time the first time.
Why is this news to me?
I don't know. Why is it news to all of us? Like, why doesn't this every candle come with instructions instead of frustration, you know?
Or at least candle people put out a PSA being like, hey,
louder, please, for the people in the back. I found this contest, and I love a good contest.
I love a good contest, too. What are we winning, Steph?
A trip to Finland.
Ooh, Finland with their pierogies? Nope, that's Ukraine.
Whoa, okay.
Sorry.
Like saunas.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this is happening in June, and apparently Finland has been crowned again the most happiest country in the world.
I have heard that.
So they're asking you to film a video of your Helsinki happiness hack.
Okay.
And so you just have to like post it on social media and tag all these different things and hashtag all these things. And hopefully they pick you to go for a free trip to Finland in June.
Yeah. That's how they get you though.
This is my question though. I have never seen a single one of my friends enter one of these contests.
Yeah.
I feel like I follow like 1,500 people.
You do follow a lot of people.
Yeah. So like, who is taking part in this? And if there aren't that many, maybe the odds are good. Maybe I should take part.
Maybe we both should. I think we would have to make a new account in order to do it.
Yeah.
I can't be posting that on my main account.
Oh, see? And this is the thing. Why not?
It's just embarrassing. It's even like those story posts that I see people posting of like a giveaway. Like, hey, post this on your story. You're entered into the giveaway. I can't even bring myself to do that.
You find, okay, I'm going to be honest. I am one of those people who posts giveaway posts into my story. And I'm fine with it. Yeah, I'm not embarrassed about it at all. Like, why not win something great? And I have won wonderful things.
Well, then I think you have no reason not to enter this Helsinki contest.
The Helsinki one's a little bit harder because they want a video. Like, it's not just quick share to your story and be like, of course, I respect the grind. You're trying to win something. It's like, I got to actually say what my happiness life hack is and do all this work for it.
Yeah, and you have no idea how to make content for people.
Not a single clue.
I've been using Duolingo for the past 18 days.
Wow, good for you.
Thank you. 18 days straight of Spanish, Espanol, as we call it.
You've been making the little bird very happy.
Right? I've learned nothing.
What?
Nada.
After 18 days, John?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's the app. I don't know if it's a bit of both of us. I know nothing. I know very minimal phrases that aren't going to help me if I actually want to go to, like, Mexico.
Do you know how to say, where's the bathroom?
No, I don't.
What do you know how to say?
I know how to say, I eat bread and I eat apples. Yo como pan is bread and yo como manzanas is apples.
Okay, so you could make a delicious meal out of that. I mean, I've heard if you just learn how to say cheese... very decadent is a grilled cheese and apple sandwich. You say, you just got to add in some like pleasantries, you know, like, please, can I have some bread, apples and cheese to eat grilled? What do you think?
I think I would be kicked out of Mexico for butchering their sweet, sweet language like that.
It is Wednesday, which means it's SPCA Pet of the Week Day. Big thanks to Pet Value Downtown in Eagle Ridge for sponsoring.
Today has been my favorite day so far. Misty, who do we have today?
So we have another resident tripod, not Rover. He is actually living his best life in his home now called Grover. We have DJ Kitty. She is our three-legged friend who came into us, and it was notable she was under some kind of different medical situation. So upon her medical intake, our team were determined to figure out what was going on with her little leg. If you've seen photos on our Facebook page from when she first came in, it was kind of a little bit deformed there. So she did get her leg amputation surgery, and now she's just adapting to life. She's running around, galloping around the studio, rubbing up against everyone. She's the cutest little dilute tortie you'll ever see. And she's so affectionate. On the car ride here, it wasn't like an aggressive meow. It was more like, all right, where are we going? I'm ready for this adventure. So if you have seen DJ Kitty on our page, I'm sure you've fallen in love with her, because there she goes running around doing zoomies. I love it.
Yeah, she's super, super cute. And then this weekend you had a huge successful fundraiser.
Yes, Locked in a Kennel. It was so much fun. Everyone that came, it was 10 a.m., everyone came at once. It was so busy. The dogs slept so good. We had a few applications, which is also another big success for our animals. We are falling short 4,300 from our goal, and we are really, really, really trying to raise that extra 4,300 to help animals just like DJ Kitty, because her surgery and spay, everything else alone was $2,000. So wow. We want to get that cost back for the next little soul that comes through. Right now, we've been posting stories of animals that have come in, from mange to tail injuries to leg injuries, and it is a reality, and those are what are coming through our doors, and we just want to make sure we have that money out there. So if you can donate even $5, please, please check out our Locked in the Kennel link and donate to it there.
And we also have another big thing coming up this Saturday that'll help, right?
Yes. If you can't donate cash, we are doing a bottle drive this Saturday out of Holy Trinity parking lot. So if you've been doing your spring cleaning up after St. Patrick's Day, or you just have a shed and you're like, I don't want to do anything with that, we are working on a volunteer doing pickups at houses if you're unable to make it to the drop-off location. If you want to help out as well, we have volunteer opportunities. It is from 10 to 3 at Holy Trinity. There'll be a bin. I'll be there. We'll have a sign. So spread the word for the bottle drive this Saturday.
Perfect. Misty, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to go film a video right now of DJ Kitty and how cute she is. And you can go check that out over on our socials.
Old things are making a comeback in John's brain. And this week, it's TV guides.
Like the newspaper ones?
Yeah, like the ones that you guys got mailed out to you.
Oh, yeah, the little booklet.
Yeah, okay, so you do know what I'm talking about. That was during your upbringing.
I love how you're like, old things are making a comeback. Ah, yes, you also experienced a TV guide. You must be old.
No, hey, I didn't know if you experienced a TV guide. I thought you were young and vibrant.
Stop! Stop!
But my question, how did they work? Nowadays, the computer tells you what's on the TV and everything. How did they know back then?
I think they programmed it like a week in advance. Like networks would send it in to people and tell them, this is what we're going to be airing at this time. And then they would print it out all like the biggest networks and anything interesting that was going to be on. So
okay, yeah.
You'd be like, I want to watch Criminal Minds. Let me look in the evening television guide, see what time it comes on. Not on Tuesday. All right. Maybe it'll come on Wednesday.
And did everybody get these TV guides?
Yeah, they were just like flyers. They just came in the mail.
Really? And they were like free?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody got these free TV guides. Now, when I was growing up, I was told we have to protect the trees. We have to save the trees because there's not many trees left. Did you guys bring that upon us with all these TV guides?
Excuse me, I didn't make a choice for this. It wasn't me.
Did you use them?
Yes, especially yeah. Around Christmas time.
Exactly. Merry Christmas. No oxygen.
Ouch.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.